V'zeh b'chinas ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Rabbeinu Zal tells us that this is, we mentioned earlier, that this chapter is based on the topic of toidah, hoidah, the thanks offering to Hashem. And in this chapter in Tehillim, it says, serve ivdu es Hashem, serve Hashem b'simcha. Rabbeinu Zal says, this teaches us that one of our main goals is Hainu lahamshich simcha lebechinas eved, bechinas malach memtes, bechinas sheisha simeach oilanal. That one of our main goals is to draw simcha, which comes from Shabbos, as we mentioned earlier, because again, when Noach was born, Noach, who represents menucha, rest, the Torah says, Ze yenachameinu mima'aseinu u'meitzvon yedeinu. He will be a consolation to us from mima'aseinu, from the sheishis yemei ha'maisa, from the 6 days of work, u'meitzvon yedeinu, and from our depression, atzvus. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us, this pasuk is telling us that the goal is to draw simcha, to draw from the holiness of Shabbos into ivdu, into the avodah, into the 6 days of the week, into the concept of Eved, which is the nickname of the Malach Memtes. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that on a certain spiritual level, kaviyochel, during the 6 days of the week, the angel Memtes, whose name is spelled Memtes, Reish Vav Nun, that's the angel who seems to be ruling the world. On Shabbos, Kaviyochel, that's when it becomes more obvious that Hashem is the one. The Gemara discusses this in the context of the four rabbis who went up to heaven, Chas v'shalom, as if there were two forces in charge, because he saw this angel, this Malach Memtes, who seemed to have the same comparable authority to Hashem. But the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh explain that this angel is referred to as a bechina of Eved, Kaviyachol to Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues in Mizmor L'Soida, Du ki Hashem hu hu Elokim. Realize and understand that Hashem and Elokim are one. These two, which appear to be opposites, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which generally denotes Chesed, kindness, and Elokim, which generally denotes justice, Mishpat. Elokim in Hebrew means a judge, as it's used in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Bechinas Achdus HaPoshut. This pasuk is highlighting to us the importance of this oneness, which is Hashem, Shekol Hashinuyim Heim Echod. That all of these things that seem to be differences, that seem to be opposites, the attribute of Chesed of Hashem, the attribute of Din, are really one. Sheze Nizgale Al Yidei Shenimshach HaSimcha Shel Shabbos L'Sheishis Me'achol. This is shown and highlighted when we're able to draw from the joy of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, as we mentioned earlier. Sheheim Bechinas Eved. The 6 days of the week are the concept of Eved, Avodah, work days. And again, the same word for work, Avodah, is the word Eved, servant, whereas Shabbos is the Madrega of Bein, the Madrega of Son, that much higher level. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to summarize this chapter and show how all the different concepts we spoke about are included in Chanukah, the holiday of Chanukah. V'zeh bechinas Chanukah, ki yemei Chanukah heim yemei hoidah, because the days of Chanukah are designated as days of praise to Hashem. Shehu bechinas shashu olam haba, which, as we mentioned earlier, this is going to be the ultimate pleasure of Olam Haba. Bechinas Halochis, which we showed earlier in the beginning of the chapter, that this corresponds to Halochis, that just as giving praise to Hashem is the Tachlis, that's the final goal of one's life in this world, that the goal that we're going to get to, the last step that we're going to get to in Olam Haba, is the realization, the full realization, how everything is from the goodness of Hashem and kindness of Hashem, and how the only thing we have to be full of is praise for Hashem, just like that's going to be the tachlis, the end of our lives, so too halacha is the tachlis of limud haTorah. Halacha is the final conclusion that comes from the study of Chumash and Navi and Mishnah and Gemara. The final product is halacha. Shaydezeh zoichen leshleimus hadibur. And as we explained earlier, it's when a person is zoiche to these two, to realize how much to praise Hashem, and to be zoiche to shleimus of limud haTorah, which is halacha, then that person is zoiche to shleimus hadibur, to completion and perfection of dibur, which is the combination of dibur of tefillah and Torah. Al yidei hisgalus hoemes, which is achieved through the revelation of truth, as we discussed earlier in the chapter. V'ze bechinas hashemen shel ner Chanukah. This is the symbolism in the oil that's used for lighting the candles on Chanukah. Bebechinas tumecha viurecha liish chasidecha. The pasuk in Parshas Vezos Habrocha, which describes the Kohanim, brings these two together. Tumecha v'urecha, referring to the Urim v'tumim, the breastplate of which the Kohen Gadol wore, through which Hashem spoke to him and to Bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk puts these two together, urecha, oyer, light, and tumecha, which refers to emes, truth. Le'ish chasidecha, that who is the one who receives this light of truth? The chosid. And Rabbeinu Zal says, Shalidei ha-chasodim. This teaches us that through chasodim, which are a nickname for halachos, as we showed earlier towards the beginning of the chapter on the Likutei Moran, dehainu bechinas halachos, nizgale oyer ho-emes. Through the limud of halacha, that's where a person brings forth audi. It's like a person trying to get to the truth of a matter. Bechinas tumecha viurecha. V'zeh bechinas ha-shemen shehu bechinas oyer ho-emes. This is what's symbolized by the oil of the Chanukah candles, which represents this light of truth. Bechinas shlach oyercha v'amitcha. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, send us your light and your truth. We know the Arizal tells us, by the way, that in the tefillah of Shachris in the morning, when we finish, the Shema is the highlight of declaring our faith in Hashem, Emuna. After the Shema, we go on to Shmon Esrei, but before we get to Shmon Esrei, in between the Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei, we recite the word Emes exactly 8 times. Emes v'yatzev enochin, Emes shatu Hashem aleikenu, Emes. We go on to recite the word Emes exactly 8 times. And the Arizal says that the eight candles that we light on Chanukah correspond to these 8 aspects of Emes, of truth. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us on the Likutei Halachos that if you look at the end of that, the final, the 8th Emes is where we declare Emes, Hashem, it's true that you took us out of Egypt from the Beis Avodim, from the house of slavery, and you elevated us. We say, Emes mi Mitzrayim gealtonu Hashem umi Beis Avodim pedisonu. You redeemed us from Egypt, from the house of slavery. Kol b'chayreim harokto, you slaughtered their firstborn. U'b'chayr chagolto, and you redeemed your firstborn son. Bechor is a firstborn son. So Rav Nosson Zal shows of this light, of this Oyer Ho'emes, is when a person rises from the level of Eved, when the person leaves the Madrega of Eved, which corresponds to the 6 days of the week, which is Shinuyim, and rises to the level of Shabbos, which is this Madrega of Bein, as we mentioned earlier. Continuing inside the Likutei Moran, V'tzorech litnoi somuch lePesach, and we know the Gemara tells us that the Chanukah menorah is supposed to be placed near the entranceway to the house. Bechinas pischei picha, the term Pesach refers to the mouth. We know the pasuk says Micha, watch the opening of your mouth. Hainu Hadibur, referring to Dibur. Ki ho'emes meyer b'hadibur kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, in order for Dibur to be worthwhile, you must shine into it emes. Bebechinas pesach dvorecho yoyir. As the pasuk says, the opening of your words should shine. Referring to drawing this light, emes is called light, as we said earlier, shlach oircho v'amitcho, to make sure that your diburim are diburim of emes, which means diburim of Torah, diburim of tefillah. V'azai nimshach ha-simcha shel Shabbos l'sheishes me'achoyl al yidei losh na'kodesh shehu shleimus ha-dibur. And when a person does this, then they're able to draw the joy, the happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, which comes about through Shleimus HaDibur, which we said is Loshen HaKodesh, as we mentioned earlier in the chapter, which is synonymous with Shabbos. Because the Gemara tells us that one of the major laws of Shabbos is that your Dibur of Shabbos should not be like your Dibur of the Yemei Achol. And we know the Gemara tells us in another place that Shabbos is emes, is truth. The Gemara says that even an Am Haaretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. So we see that Shabbos represents the Oyer Ho'emes shining b'shleimus, and therefore, and Shabbos represents Dibur of Kiddusha, Loshna Kodesh, which is brought about by shining this light of emes into the Dibur. V'ze b'chinas Chanukah, and this is also what's alluded to in the title of this holiday, Chanukah, Chanu Chaf Hei. The Gemara tells us that it's made up of two words. They rested on the 25th day of Kislev. They rested from their enemies, from the Greeks. Bechinas Shabbos, Naicho. Look at this. The word Chanu, to rest, which we said earlier, is one of the nicknames of Shabbos, Noyach. Sheboi Mekusher Loshna Kodesh. And we said that Loshna Kodesh is tied into Shabbos, this day of rest. Shehu Bechinas Koi Sevorachu B'Loshna Kodesh Kanal. We know the Gemara tells us, when it speaks about the Birchas Kohanim, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aharon, Koi Sevorachu Es Bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. And the Gemara says, Koi B'Loshna Kodesh. This meaning, in using Loshna Kodesh. So we see that Chanukah, the title Chanukah, highlights the two descriptions of what we said earlier was the Kiddush of Shabbos. Chanu, Menucha, V'Naicho L'Elyoinim V'Tachtoinim, and Koi, which is Loshna Kodesh. V'Hasimcha Shel Shabbos Meir L'Sheishes Me'achoyl. And the joy of Shabbos is so powerful that it has the ability to light up even the 6 days of the week. Shehem Gamkein B'Chinas Chanukah. They are also represented by the term Chanukah, Bechinas, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the word Zohar HaKadosh or the Arizal, that the word Chanukah can be broken up another way. Chanoich, Hey. Bechinas Chanoich, Malach Memtes, Eved, Sheshultanose Bimei Achoyl. We know that Chanoich is the original name of that angel in heaven, the Malach Memtes. The Torah tells us that there was a tzaddik called Chanoich, and Hashem took him from the world before his time, in a sense, because the Gemara says Hashem was afraid that he would become harmed by the generation of the Mabul. And the Gemara tells us that this Chanoich went up to heaven, and he became this chief angel, who is known as the Malach Memtes in heaven, who is called by the title Eved, compared to Rabbi. The Gemara says that when the Jews went out of Egypt and when they worshipped the Egel HaZohav, Hashem said to them that because of this, I can't travel with you. I'll send my angel to go in my place. And Hashem said, Al Tamer Boy, don't confuse him, don't exchange him, don't exchange me for him, Kishmi Bekirboy, because my name is inside of him. That's what's giving him life. And the Gemara says in Chagiga, and the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this a lot, that this angel whose name is Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun, we're not allowed to recite his name, like we're not allowed to recite the names of any angels other than those whose names have become common names of Jews, like Michoel, Gavriel. So this angel, his name, Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun, is Bigimatria exactly Shin Dalid Yud, Hashem's name Shakai. So Hashem says, you're going to see this angel, don't confuse him for me. Don't think that it's me, because the only reason why he looks like me, he appears like me, is because my name is inside of him. So the Gemara says, Sheshmoi Keshem Raboi, his name is the same as the name of his master. So we see that the relationship between this angel and Hashem, Hashem is called the Rav, the master, which means the angel is the Eved. We know the Gemara always uses those terms together, Eved and Rabbi, the servant and his master. So we see that this angel who rules during the 6 days of the week, Kaviyachol, he seems to be the one in charge during the 6 days of the week, which are Bechinas Eved. That's this concept of Eved. And he is actually Chanoich. He started out as being Chanoich. Bechinas ze yenachameinu mimaseinu meitzvon yodeinu. And Rabbein Azal says, we mentioned earlier that Shabbos is called Noyach, who is the one who consoles us mimaseinu umeitzvon yodeinu, from the 6 days of the week, which are called Sheishes Yemei HaMaisa, and the 6 days of the week are days when there is this heaviness, there is this atzvus. We mentioned that even the mitzvahs that a person does during the 6 days of the week are heavy. They can't float up to heaven as easily as the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Bechinas simcha shel Shabbos, shenimshach l'sheishes me'achol. So these two ramozim in the title Chanukah, the fact that Chanukah is chonu chafei, is chonu, is menucha, is Shabbos, and the fact that Chanukah is also chanoich, shows us that this holiday of Chanukah, which is a day of, a holiday of praise to Hashem, and it's a holiday when the Jews renewed the menorah, the light of truth, the light of emes, which means the limud of halachos, being able to draw the right conclusions from the Torah. This is the day where the simcha of Shabbos shines into the 6 days of the week. And in fact, interestingly, the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this, the word oz, Aleph Zion, Oz Yoshir Moshe B'nai Yisrael Sashir Azois, in many places, that the word Oz represents this light, a higher level light, a light of Bina, the Aleph representing the aspect of Bina, shining into the 7 days of the week. This concept similar to the concept of Shabbos shining into the 6 days of the week. I don't want to go into this more. We could elaborate more on it, but it's not needed for right now. Now Rabbein Azal ties this entire chapter into the pasuk in Chumash that he based it on, which is the title, the opening pasuk of Parshas Miketz, which is usually the parsha of the week that we read on Shabbos Chanukah and throughout Chanukah, Parshas Miketz. This is what's alluded to in the pasuk Vayhi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim. Rabbein Azal says, Miketz Hainu Soif. Miketz means the end of. Bechinas Halochos, Shem Shashu Elam Haba, Shuba Soif. That alludes to the concept of Halocha, which is the end product of learning Torah, which is also the concept of the pleasure of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is also something that comes at the end. Vezehu Shnosayim Yomim, at the end of 2 days or 2 years, as Pasuk's referring to over there. Kemay Marazal, Rabbein Azal says that this alludes to the famous story in the Gemara, student who, in order to get to his rabbi, he had to travel 6 months from where he lived to get to his rabbi. And he was called the student of one day, because he would travel 6 months to get there. He'd be there for 1 day and have to travel 6 months to get back home. Shehoyim Etztayer, and the Gemara says this student felt terrible, Ad Shedorash Loi Rabbi Yochanan, until his rabbi Rabbi Yochanan said to him that there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Va'oisi Yoim Yoim Yidroishun. Hashem says me, they will seek me out a day a day. Sheyoim Echod Bashona Choshuv Shona. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him that this pasuk shows us that a day can be like a whole year, like an entire year. V'zehu shnosayim yomim, b'chinas hayomim shenechshovim l'shonim. This pasuk is alluding to shnosayim means two, and shnosayim is also miloshen shana, year, yomim, day, which is brought about. This means that a day can be elevated to the status of an entire year through the limud of halachos, which is obviously what this student came to his rabbi for, to be able to draw the maskon halachos, the final conclusions of the Torah. Bechinas yoim yoim yidroishun. You will seek me even for a day. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds in parentheses, Ugamar pirush haposuk al pi ha-toyranal lo yizochisi lishmoya. I wasn't privileged to hear Rabbeinu Zal interpret the rest of this pasuk and tie it into the chapter on Likutei Moran. However, in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal does elaborate on this much more, showing the connections between that pasuk and the entire parsha of Miketz to the topic of this chapter on Likutei Moran. We'll try maybe to quickly finish up the chapter now, if we can. Ubesho shahalev bitzoro. We spoke earlier in the chapter on Likutei Moran about when the body experiences a crisis, how everyone turns to the heart. The heart is the king, and the blood rushes from all parts of the body towards the heart, showing that they're all looking to the heart for guidance and leadership. Now Rabbeinu Zal tells us, when the heart is in crisis, the lungs are also in crisis. Ki horeo hi kiyum haguf, because the lungs are the life support system of the body. Ki horeo mekayemes halecha levona umamsheches halachluches laguf. The lungs are what keep the dampness of the body alive, the liquid, and draw and see to it that the body is being cooled through the liquids. Ki haguf yesh lo tnuos shemiyabshim haguf, because the body has all kinds of motion. Ki hatnuos miyabshim, and motion causes dryness. That's why cars need oil, lubricant. V'alkein ikar hakiyum al yidei horeo shemamsheches lachluchis, and this is why the life of the body depends on the lungs, which help draw moisture, liquid, into the body. Ukishalev bitsoro shoz hadamim oilam v'shoit from alalev, and when the heart is in crisis, because the blood goes rushing to the heart and floods it in a sense, azai halev doifek bitfikos gedolos, as we mentioned earlier, then the heart starts pulsating very quickly, pumping adrenaline in a sense that we know of, or chas v'shalom heart attack, that kind of concept. Azai horeo menasheves neshivois gedolos, and then the lungs pump also, breathe, open and close more powerfully. Vazai nisyabesh horeo, and then the lungs get dried out. Vaydeze nisyabesh haguf chashon, and the body becomes dried out. Veshemen hu refuah lahoreo. And we know Rabbeinu Zal says that one of the remedies in the world for bronchitis or problems in related to the lungs is oil. Ki hashemen malachleach, because oil is the famous lubricant. Hainu bechinas hashemen anal. This is the oil that we mentioned earlier. Shehu bechinas tikun hatzora kanal, which symbolized the tikun of the tzora. When the Jews were in the crisis with the Yevonim, the Greeks, the victory over the Greeks was celebrated by the shemen, by lighting the oil of the menorah. Hu bitchilo kishat tzadik bitzaru bitzora, and in the beginning, when a tzadik is in pain and suffering, kama v'kama neshamos sheboilam haza v'olam haba mekoinenin u'mesablim al tzaroi. Many, many souls that are living in the physical world and in olam haba mourn and lament over the suffering of the tzaddik. V'gam ha'shchino mekoinenes, and the shchino also cries out over the suffering of the tzaddik. Ki afilu al damim shel rishoyim hashchina makoinenes kaviochel al do hashchina makoinenes, because the Gemara tells us that even when blood of rishoyim is being spilled, even when they're being killed, the shchina cries in a sense. Kal v'chomer al domon shel tzaddikim, how much more so we can be sure that when a tzaddik is in suffering, is in crisis, the shchina cries. K'moy shomer azal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Aval kishezoicha l'refua, however, when the tzaddik is zoicha to a refua, azai misnachamim kulam, then all of them are consoled, v'nimshach simcha l'kulam, and a joy, a happiness comes over the shechina and all the souls that shared in the suffering. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, vo'er po'eyu, I will heal him, v'ashalim nichumim loy ulaveilav, and I will give consolation to him and to his mourners, to the others that are mourning with him. Shalidei refuasoi nimshach nechama l'chol ho'avei l'manal. Through the refu of the tzaddik, there is drawn a consolation to all those that were mourning with him, as we said earlier, when he was in a state of suffering. Hainu simcha. The word nechama is synonymous with simcha, as we saw by Noach. Ze yenachameinu mimaseinu meitzun yadeinu. We know that when Rabbeinu Zal gave this shir, it was in the early stages of his illness of tuberculosis, which came in the last 3 years of his life. Rabbeinu Zal contracted tuberculosis, which is a lung disease, and therefore the major shiurim that Rabbeinu Zal gave during those 3 years, he always discussed the lungs, because obviously he was trying to be mamshichei refuah to the lungs through the Torah that he spoke. And as Rabbeinu Zal's students tell us, it was miracle of miracles that he was able to push for 3 years when the doctors had told him that he had much, much, much less time than that to go. And this is why you'll find that in this chapter, and so too in the Rosh Hashanah shiurim that he gave during those years, and in the other major shiurim, each time there's a paragraph discussing the topic of the lungs. The final paragraph of this chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 2 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Veda shemizmor lesoido hu mesugol lemakshaleled. You should know that the chapter in Tehillim, chapter 100 in Tehillim, which begins with the words mizmor lesoido, which we discussed throughout this chapter on Likutei Moran, is special segula, has the ability to help a woman who's having difficulty in childbirth. Meaning that she should repeat this chapter, she should say it repeatedly. Because the first two words of the chapter, Mizmor Lesoida, the first letters of those two words are Mem Lamed, which is 70. Bechinas Ayin Kolin Shel Hayoledes Shetzoyekes Koidem Aleido Kemuva, corresponding to the 70 screams that a woman in birth gives forth, as the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this often. V'yesh b'mizmor zeh kuf samach ches oisiyus. There are 168 letters in this chapter of Tehillim, Ba'at Bash. This number, kuf samach ches, if you use the formula of At Bash, you take the letter and you use its opposite letter in the Aleph Beis. In other words, for Aleph, you substitute Tuf, the letter at the opposite end of the alphabet. For Beis, you substitute Shin, two letters from the end of the alphabet. For Gimel, you substitute Resh, and so on and so forth. So the substitutes for Kuf, Samach, and Ches are Ches, Samach, Dalet, spelling the word Chesed, which we said earlier, Shalidei HaChesed Bechinas Halochos Choylodo Benekel, that Chesed is synonymous with the Limud of Halochos, as we showed in the beginning of the chapter on the Likutei Moran, and we that through the Limud of Halochos, we're zeichet to Choylodo, as we mentioned earlier, that the word Lesoido is the letters Toylodo, giving birth. V'yesh mem gimel tevois b'zeh ha-mizmor. There are exactly 43 words in this chapter on Likutei Moran. in this chapter of Tehillim. I apologize. This is all, these numbers are discussed in the Kisvei Arizal and the Pri Eitz Chaim, where he goes into detail describing the tefillah of Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Ki kishui leileid hu al yidei sheyesh klipa shehi oimeres gzoiru gamli gamloch lo yiye. Rabbi Nizal explains to us that when a Jewish woman is experiencing difficulty in childbirth, this comes from a special klipa, a force of sitrachra, of tuma, that draws its energy from that aspect of what's discussed in the Navi, when two women came before Shlomo HaMelech and they had a debate about whose child it was, and Shlomo HaMelech said, no problem, we'll slice the child in half. And the true mother started screaming, no, don't, I'll give up. And the other one, the one who was not the real mother, said, Gzuru, yes, cut him in half, Gamli, Gamloch lo yeh. So I won't, if I don't have, I won't have, and you won't have. So Rabbi Nizal says there is this klipa called Gamli Gamloch, not for me and not for you. And that's the klipa, Chas v'Shalom, that causes difficulty in childbirth. This klipa doesn't want to allow this new Jewish child to come into the world and to live and to grow and to succeed. And opposite that, this klipa are the 43 words of this chapter, which oppose it. Because this chapter of Tehillim is a special segula to one who has difficulty in childbirth. To go back for a moment to paragraph Beis in this chapter on the Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal had said there that halacha is the concept of chesed, going to the middle of that paragraph, the middle of paragraph Beis. Because Rabbi Nizal said there's a Gemara in Ksubas that says that a rabbi who prevents his student from serving him, it's as if he's withholding kindness from him. And we know that serving a rabbi, shimush chachomim, is synonymous with halachos. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, referring to a pasuk of Chazdei David, the kindness of David, the Gemara says this pasuk is the proof that shows us that when King David HaMelech debated with others, the halacha was like him. This pasuk Chazdei David, over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says about David HaMelech that halacha was always like him. And this is tied in with this term Chazdei David, the chesed of David, because there's a pasuk in Mishle which says, "V'toras chesed alashona," a Torah of kindness on its tongue. So the Gemara asks, is there a Torah of kindness and a Torah that's not of kindness? So the Gemara says, yes. The Torah of kindness is one who studies Torah with intent to share it with others. And a Torah that's not of kindness is a person who's learning just for themselves. And the Gemara tells us that one of the secrets to David HaMelech's success in that the halacha was always like him was because he was zeicher to Torah's chesed. He was one of those who learned Torah with the sake of sharing it with others. So we see that chesed goes together with halachos, with halacha kamoisoi. If you'll review that and study it carefully, you'll see that you'll understand that connection much more clearly. With this, we conclude this second chapter in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Regarding the Likutei Halachos that's related to this chapter in Likutei Moran, I don't recall this moment which chapter it is that deals specifically with the completion of the pasuk. It might even be several of them, because there are about six chapters of Likutei Halachos that tie into this Torah. Among the chapters that are tied into this chapter in Likutei Moran are Nesias Kapayim Orachaim, Nesias Kapayim Beis, Betzias Hapas Beis, Hodo Aleph, Hilchas Pesach Halacha Dalid, in Yoredeya Kilei Behema Dalid, and in Choshen Mishpat there are three chapters of Likutei Halachos: Shutfim Bekarka Beis, Prika Uteina Dalid, and Choshen Mishpat Hilchas Pikodon Halacha Beis. I don't recall this moment which chapter it is that deals specifically with the completion of the pasuk. It might even be several of them, because there are about six chapters of Likutei Halachos that tie into this Torah. Among the chapters that are tied into this chapter in Likutei Moran are Nesias Kapayim Orachaim, Nesias Kapayim Beis, Betzias Hapas Beis, Hodo Aleph, Hilchas Pesach Halacha Dalid, in Yoredeya Kilei Behema Dalid, and in Choshen Mishpat there are three chapters of Likutei Halachos: Shutfim Bekarka Beis, Prika Uteina Dalid, and Choshen Mishpat Hilchas Pikodon Halacha Beis.